everybody, and welcome to the Daily Scouts for the 15th of March. So on the 15th of March, Mars enters Aquarius. So I've done a separate audio where I go in depth. This is the short version. If you want to check out the in-depth, check out the playlist. So Mars in Aquarius is good for out-of-the-box thinking, being more innovative, social activism, but it can also sort of make us more emotionally detached and colder as well, and a bit more detached. So what is Mars in astrology? Mars is our motivation energy, our sexual energy as well. So we just have to make sure that, you know, we set our boundaries, don't allow others to cross our boundaries, and make sure consent is gained in all things that we do. But it's also a great energy to allow us to put away our emotions, not to numb ourselves then, but just to get on with what needs to be worked on, whether it's long-term projects you've been putting off or goals you need to reach right now. So great energy also for all sorts of charity, humanitarian work, standing up for equal rights and justice as well. But negatively also, people can be more rebellious, just doing things for the sake of it as well. So on the negative end, people can be more rebellious, doing things just for the sake of it. People just can want more freedom at this time as well. It's a great energy to work with people who you have things in common with, working towards common goals and stuff. And it's just a great energy for individual and collective growth, and just being revolutionary, getting out your comfort zone in the way you go about things. So content creators can talk about how we can bring more positive change through social activism, and what healthy social activism is and what toxic social activism is as well. Talking about how technology can help us tackle and heal some of the world's problems, especially when it comes with problems with equality and justice as well. How we can take more unique approaches to solving problems, giving tips and strategies and that. Talking about how we can build communities, talking about intentional communities, talking about cults, how to spot a cult, how to build a successful community, intentional community. And I was watching a program, I don't want to say the name, about cults and commune, and was looking in whether this place was a cult or commune, and one of the speakers on there said, you know, intentional communities have to have to be successful, to be altruistic. So that means be based on giving back and equal rights for everybody, not just for the limited few. So promoting unity in our communities and our families within ourselves as well, giving us tips how we can become more non-toxic and think about the greater whole, the collective of humanity, regardless of our skin colour and our sexual orientation and anything else like that, and how we can come together more, how we can tolerate and understand people's differences. And only because people have different beliefs, cultures or religions to us doesn't mean that we can't try and understand and work with them, and that how we can overcome hate of other people and hate of ourselves as well. And just sharing tips on how we can help others and have more of a positive impact on our own emotional, spiritual and psychological health, and the global, the collective and psychological, emotional and spiritual health as well. So yeah, that's the Daily Scope for the 15th of March.